This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Ambrose, Bishop of Milan. It takes a great deal of effort for a person to lead a good and holy life, but to be a church leader responsible for the welfare of those under him and at the same time combat evil requires the strength of a hero. When Ambrose was born in 340 AD, his father was just next to the emperor in importance because he co-ruled the western half of the Roman Empire. In school, Ambrose passed the bar examination to practice law and pleaded his court cases so successfully in the jurisdictions of Rome and Italy that the emperor, Valentinian, appointed him as governor over several important provinces in the Western Empire while he was 32 years old. Soon after Ambrose became governor, the Bishop of Milan died. This man held the Arian belief that Jesus was only a good teacher, but neither God nor his equal. The local Arians and Catholics hoped the next bishop would be of their particular faith. No compromise could be found, and so a general meeting was called to make the selection. This was turning into a near riot when Ambrose was called as governor to come and restore order. While he was speaking, someone called out, "Ambrose, bishop." Soon everyone joined together in the chant. The popular election was quickly ratified, and notice of Ambrose's selection was sent to the emperor. Ambrose felt himself completely unprepared for the office because he was not yet baptized, and commented in disgust, quote, "Emotion has overturned the law of the church," unquote. When he wrote to explain his feelings to the emperor, he even tried to leave the city and hide. But orders were issued to find him, and his host had to give him up. The emperor settled the matter when he replied that he was pleased that his governors were also fit for church office. Ambrose resigned himself to the will of God, was baptized, and then consecrated a bishop the next week, all before he was 35 years old. He began his new career by giving away all his possessions and finding a teacher who helped him study Holy Scripture. He said Mass every day for his people and gained their confidence and love by being available to callers no matter the time. He often praised virginity and had many consecrated virgins under his spiritual direction. Some mothers even tried to keep their daughters from hearing him speak because they said he would depopulate the empire. He replied, "What man ever wanted to marry and could not find a wife? The population is highest when maidenhood is most respected. Wars, not virgins, are the destroyers of the human race." It was not long before those who opposed him began to test his dedication. The Empress Justinian was his constant opponent. She encouraged the Arian heresy because she found it to be, quote, "an easily manageable belief," unquote. She encouraged many attempts on his life and openly offered titles and position to anyone who succeeded. But she did not hesitate to ask Ambrose to intercede for her against Maximus, who had murdered the emperor and then threatened to invade Italy with his army. Ambrose did stop the invasion, but she soon forgot his help. She encouraged the appointment of Arian bishops and helped pass laws which required the taking over of churches for Arian use, and imposed the death penalty upon anyone who even protested. Ambrose disregarded these laws and said, "I have already said what a bishop ought to do. Let the emperor do what an emperor ought to do." It was on Palm Sunday, while he was saying Mass, that the imperial soldiers barricaded the doors to starve everyone out. To occupy the time of those inside, the bishop composed psalms and hymns, and alternated the reading and singing between the left and right sides of the church. On Easter Sunday, the faithful will not leave. Bishop Ambrose had won out. The principle he defended was, the emperor is in the church, not over it. The Eastern Roman Emperor, Theodosius, was called upon to defeat Maximus, and so he became the ruler of the entire empire. But he too committed a terrible crime. A well-known charioteer had been put into prison by a local governor because he had seduced the governor's maidservant. When the people learned that the charioteer would not appear in their circus, they killed the governor and several of his officers. Enraged, Theodosius ordered that his soldiers enter the circus and kill every man, woman, and child. Within hours, 7,000 people, innocent and guilty, were slaughtered. Ambrose, who believed that Christianity was no respecter of persons, and that its moral law applied to all equally, wrote the emperor a letter, saying that he would neither receive the emperor's offering at the altar, nor celebrate mass before him, until his obligation to express sorrow and do penance was satisfied. The emperor realized this mistake and openly did penance in church. Later he said of the bishop, quote, "Ambrose is the only bishop I know who is worthy of the name," unquote. Ambrose was a man whom all had to respect. A stranger who once came to ask a political favor said that Ambrose was described to him as a man who said to the sun, "Stop, and it stops." Once an Arian woman went to the bishop's chair on the altar and attempted to pull him off so her friends could beat him. She failed to do this, and that same night she died in her sleep. He was often asked to exorcise demons from people. Once, a man whom he had cleansed of the devil was caught forging and selling army commissions. When he was brought before the bishop a second time, and the man would still not repent, Ambrose said that the man should be given over to the devil. While he was still speaking, the man was pulled apart into pieces by an invisible force. It is recorded that the Holy Spirit visibly descended upon Ambrose while he was dictating a meditation on the 43rd Psalm. He never finished, and from that moment on did not write or dictate another word. Ambrose died on Good Friday in 397 A.D. at the age of 57 years. His body was buried in his church at Milan. Like Ambrose, we must not only learn what is morally right and wrong for our own salvation, but we must make positive efforts to encourage others to do the same. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words. Or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.